Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. It's Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News for episode 274. Now, we're going to start off with an update from Transworld's Christmas show coming to St. Louis. We are excited to unveil this year's party theme. Join us for the Saturday night Christmas party, Viva Las Christmas, Friday, March 8th from 8:30 until midnight at the Hotel St. Louis Ballroom. Transworld's Christmas show party has become an iconic industry tradition, and this year is no exception. This isn't your ordinary holiday celebration, oh no. It's an extravaganza where the vibrant energy of Las Vegas collides with the enchantment of Christmas. Picture this. The iconic glitz and glamour of Vegas converge with the joyous cheer of Christmas, creating an electrifying atmosphere that's nothing short of spectacular. As you enter the ballroom, be prepared to be immersed in a sea of shimmering lights adorned with glittering decorations that rival the dazzling Vegas Strip. The Viva Las Christmas party is sure to be a showstopper, so don't gamble with fate and book your ticket before it's too late. Get more information at transworldchristmasshow.com. Speaking of Transworld, we have this from Transworld's East Coast Haunters Convention coming to the Philadelphia area. We are excited to announce on Thursday, April 25th, the attendees of the East Coast Haunters Convention will have the opportunity to tour the three amazing haunted attractions for our Thursday Haunt Pre-Show Tour. Join us as we experience Legends of the Fog, Markov's Haunted Forest, and Laurel's House of Horror Haunted House. Additional details will be coming soon, happening April 26th through the 28th at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks, Pennsylvania. Keep up with updates at EastCoastHauntersConvention.com. Another bit of Transworld news, this time from Haunters Against Hate. It's that time again at Transworld's Halloween and Attractions show. Haunters Against Hate is reaching out to vendors for items for our annual raffle at the event, which is always a lot of fun and a big success. It's a wonderful way to show your support for Haunters Against Hate as well. If you would like to donate an item for the raffle at Transworld, please send an email to Paul Lanner, paul@hauntersagainsthate.com, and of course get more information at hauntersagainsthate.com. We have this news from the Frightworks Haunted House in Powell, Tennessee. We've already started planning out our new fears this year, and can't wait to show you what's in store for the upcoming 2024 season. In the meantime, you can get your scares in before Halloween at our Valentine's Fate event happening February 9th and 10th. Love is scary, especially in the dark. Embrace your fear and seek out your fate this Valentine's at Frightworks Haunted House. Get more information at Frightworks.com. We have an update from Days of the Dead coming to Atlanta. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actress Heather Donahue to the guest list for Days of the Dead Atlanta, happening January 26th through the 28th at the Cortland Grand Hotel. Her first screen appearance and best-known role is in the 1999 found footage horror film, The Blair Witch Project. She and the other two main cast members, Michael C. Williams and Joshua Leonard, were cast as characters that would share their given names. In 2002, she had a co-starring role in the science fiction miniseries Taken, for which she was nominated for a Saturn Award for Best Supporting Actress on Television. The same year, she appeared in an array of short films and televised films such as The Walking Hack of Asbury Park, New Suit, and The Big Time. In 2005, she guest starred in an episode of the comedy series It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Her last acting role was in the 2008 direct-to-DVD horror film The Morgue. Get tickets and more information about Days of the Dead at daysofthedead.com. We have this news from Arx Mortis Haunted House in Killen, Alabama. Happy New Year from Arx Mortis and the Mortis Legion crew. We hope 2024 is filled with many great opportunities and lifelong memories for you and your family. We are looking forward to an incredible year with returning events, new scares, and new and improved attractions. Mark your calendars for our upcoming events at Arx Mortis. My Bloody Valentine, the Valentine's Day Haunt, February 9th, 10th, 14th, 16th, and 17th, and our fan favorite, Scream Break, is returning March 29th and 30th. Don't miss out on these special themed events and your opportunity to get your scare on. These events will be the last opportunity to see Arx Mortis before the legendary upgrades coming for the 2024 season. Keep up with their updates on their Facebook page, facebook.com/ArxMortis. We have an update from the Massacre Haunted House in Montgomery, Illinois. Massacre Haunted House is located in Montgomery. If any local Chicago friends want to come guest act on February 10th for our annual Love Sucks Haunted House, there's a form with information and stuff to fill out so you can come hang with us. For more information, please email Mary Kate at marykate@fearthemassacre.com, Carly at fearthemassacre.com, or Nicole at NicoleMDillon618@gmail.com. More information about Love Sucks can be found on their Facebook page, facebook.com/massacrehaunt. We have this news from the Myers House, North Carolina, and Onset Cinema. Happy New Year, everyone. We're excited to announce our first Onset Cinema event for 2024. Last year was the first time we did this event, and it was awesome. Join Onset Cinema when darkness falls on Saturday, April 6th in Burgon, North Carolina, for a special screening of the werewolf cult classic Silver Bullet. We'll be showing the 1985 film inside the actual building that was used for the exterior shots of Owen's Bar in the movie, where the townspeople gather to come up with a plan to seek vigilante justice against the killer, and Reverend Lowe and Sheriff Joe Holler try to stop them. The Tarker's Mill Festival scenes in the movie were also filmed right down the street, along with the barbershop scene and more. All event details and to purchase tickets can be found on their website, MyersHouseNC.com/OnsetCinema. We have this news from Bennett's Curse Haunted House in Dundalk, Maryland. An evil spirit released from the underworld has been sent to kill Cupid, replacing him to sow the seeds of discord. But instead of leading people to everlasting love and happiness, the entity would lead love-struck people into relationships full of pain and relentless torment. As another means to dishonor Cupid, the entity would go by the earthly name of the Matchmaker. As a grisly bonus, the Matchmaker has stowed away Cupid's rotting corpse somewhere inside the haunted house, and guests are encouraged to find it. How romantic. It's the Valentine's Fear Experience at Bennett's Curse, 7875A East Point Mall in Dundalk. Happening February 9th and 10th from 7 to 9:30, surprise your Valentine with tickets at bennettscurse.com. We have this from the Booville Yard of Terror in Louisville, Kentucky. Say hello to our new 2024 Halloween yard display, Booville. Booville will be a family and kid-friendly Halloween night yard display walkthrough where guests will take a stroll through the town of Booville where you will see many beloved Halloween characters' homes, Halloween-themed scenes, and so much more. There'll also be a candy stop along the way during your journey. More details and sneak peeks of the design process and more will be released throughout the upcoming months leading up to Halloween night, so be sure to stay tuned to our website. Keep up with those sneak peeks at yardofterrorky.weebly.com. We have this news on a ghost hunt coming to Manchester, Ohio. This comes to us via Eclipse Paranormal. Come out and join us for a movie and ghost hunting at the haunted Bentonville School on February 17th. Doors open at 5 p.m. We'll be having snacks and watching a movie before our investigation. If you get tired, you can bring your air mattress, cot, or sleeping bag and take a nap as long as we're done by 7 a.m. More information coming soon. Keep up with updates at facebook.com/eclipseparanormal. We have this from the Necro Manor Haunted House in Bossier City, Louisiana. Happy New Year, everyone! Necro Manor turns 10 this year, and the first event to kick off the celebration will be our second annual Murder Gras Madness Haunted House, February 2nd through the 3rd and 9th and 10th. More details to come. Keep up with those updates at facebook.com/necromanor. We have this news from the Darkness Haunted House in St. Louis. The Darkness Haunted House's My Bloody Valentine for One Night Only, the scariest date night of the year, includes free photo ops, Valentine's candy, and experience the all-new Darkness renovated with new scenes, screams, animations, and more. This event will sell out. Limited to the first 1,250 guests, February 17th from 6 to 9, Horror Retail Store opens at 5. It's in downtown St. Louis, right next to the St. Louis Escape Rooms and Soulard Market. Get your tickets now. The last time to scream before Halloween. Get those tickets at scarefest.fearticket.com. And finally, we have this from the Sacramento Scream Park in Sacramento, California. Toss out the routine Valentine's Day date and do something extraordinary. Extraordinarily scary, that is. Prepare yourself for an adventure filled with mystery, adventure, and jaw-dropping horror as you step into the fourth dimension at Sacramento Scream Park's Valentine's Haunt, a one-of-a-kind Valentine's event February 10th, 11th, and 14th from 6:30 until 11 p.m. Dare to enter our four cryptic haunted house attractions where darkness unveils absolutely terrifying secrets. Don't forget to upgrade your experience with flickering candles, a glow package, or vampire repellent. Get tickets and more information at valentinehauntsacramento.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, it may be freezing cold where you are. It certainly is where I am, but things are certainly starting to heat up. in St. Louis as we all get ready for Trans World's Halloween and Attraction Show back where it should be in March, coming to the America's Center March 7th through the 10th. Everyone's getting excited about it. You can feel the excitement building in the air as we start looking for that. It is only, gasp, about 7, maybe 8 weeks away. Don't panic, folks. It'll get here, but you got time to prepare. But for those of you who don't know what's going on, you know, we had it in February this past year, and they've now had an extra month to work on it. So no doubt there's some amazing things going on this year. We've got to talk about Transworld 2024, and we have Chris Zarovsky on from Transworld. Always great to have you on, my friend. You are like the greatest cheerleader that is on the Transworld staff. It's great to have you on the show.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you for the kind words. I take that as a huge compliment. But truly, it's a pleasure to be here. It's always an honor. I get excited about Transworld, but being able to be on your show and with your amazing audience is just an honor. So thank you for the invite.
And we know that I would be remiss if not saying your enthusiasm for Transworld Live is also evident. You know, people actually get to see your smiling mug on the interwebs there, as opposed to just hearing it here. So, you know, I'm sure that there will be many, many things talked about as we count down to Transworld on that show.
Sure.
But I got you here now, and while I got you here now, let's talk about the show. First of all, as I said, the America Center in St. Louis, as it always has been for the last 10 or 12 years or so, March 7th through March 10th, people are going to start showing up probably Monday or Tuesday to start loading in. Some of the bigger vendors who have the more elaborate sets, the rest of us will probably start filtering in Tuesday night, Wednesday, before the show starts. For people like myself who generally arrive in on Wednesday afternoon, what's going on Wednesday night?
We talk about that the actual show of Transworld is March 7th through the 10th. But thank you. That's a perfect setup because the party really starts the night of Wednesday, March 6th. We are going to have the Transworld Networking Night Out. It's a special opportunity no matter what field you're in. And we all know that the show combines Halloween and haunted attractions, the Christmas show, and the interactive entertainment show, which now encompasses all of those room escapes. So we're going to have all these amazing people from all walks of life mixing together, eating some great food, covering wonderful topics, and just sharing, building friendships and relationships. And what's wonderful about that is each of those industries can help benefit the other. So if you're in the haunt world and you're thinking, hey, how can I open up in November and December, maybe take advantage of this other holiday that's pretty popular? That's right. Maybe you can convert to Christmas. And if you're already in Christmas, maybe you can do an escape room. You know, so it's a great opportunity for new and people that have been coming for years, the veterans, to mix together. Share some wonderful food and snacks and beverages and grow their business.
Where are we going to be at this time? What's the cost of it? And, you know, what do you have to do to attend? Any kind of registration or anything, or just show up? How does that work?
We love that. And that's a great question. So we try to make all of our events very close. So you can walk right from the convention center and hopefully from your hotel. And this is going to be in the ballroom of the Holiday Inn, which is right next door to the convention center. There is a registration fee of $75 ahead of time, $95 on site. But we do recommend that you do register ahead of time. Not only do we want to save you money, but these tickets will sell out. They did sell out last year, and there is a finite number. And not only are you going to get all those experts, but you're going to get a huge slew of food from 7:30 to 9:30, and wonderful, wonderful opportunity sponsored by our friends at Ticket Spice. And so all you have to do is register for Transworld, and they'll give you an option right on that registration page for additional events. And you can choose the networking night out.
I'm assuming there'll be an open bar, or is it a cash bar? How does that work?
It is a cash bar, and that's probably the most important question I should have started with. But
Haunters
it is
are thirsty
a cash bar,
people.
And it's open the entire event.
Excellent. So we go through networking and having a great time, and of course people will be gathering at the old Wren Bar. I never remember what the real hotel name is.
I call it that too.
It's the Wren Bar for people like us, and we hang out, and we do all this cool stuff, and we get ready for Thursday morning. Are you going to be having classes Thursday morning before the show starts? How is, you know, the seminars, and they're just going to run all the way through Saturday? What's going on? I know that there are still seminars and classes being added. I'm assuming there are. Let's talk about some of the classes and everything that you've got going. What's the schedule? When can people start lining up and attending these things?
Great question. So we have a slew of seminars. Obviously, the bulk of the majority of our seminars are all Halloween and haunted attraction based, in all the different disciplines that require, you know, for a business in that field to run. We do have Christmas seminars, which are in the process of being finalized. And then, of course, interactive entertainment, which are very close to being finalized as well. The seminars will start on Thursday morning. I think 9:30 is actually our earliest seminar. And one of the most important things for anyone in the entertainment business or any business is fire and life safety. And so the very first session right out of the box is the Chaos Fire and Safety Seminar hosted by the Haunted Attraction Association.
Nice.
And what a wonderful opportunity and immersion into everything that is safety. And of course, it's required as part of your full chaos certification.
Excellent. And I'm assuming that as everything is added and finalized, there will be a list and a full schedule up on the Transworld website.
You are correct. A number of seminars are already out there, but having just gotten off of Transworld Live a few minutes ago and talking to folks that are putting these together, I can tell you that we are not even close to being done yet. So you definitely want to watch HAAshow.com, and things are going to be added all the time. On a variety of topics for different levels, whether you're a brand new beginner or a longtime veteran.
Is it too late to, let's say I have a great idea that I want to get out there and tell people about? Is it too late to pitch an idea? Is everything basically filled up, or can I be put on a waiting list in case there's a cancellation?
You can definitely. So it is not too late. I know a lot of topics, a lot of presenters have been locked in, but on the HAAshow.com website, under the dropdown for seminars and events, the very bottom selection there, and it's not a long menu, it's only 5 options, it says call for presenters form. If you have an idea for a great topic or want to offer your services, if you're an expert in a certain field and just forgot to reach out, use that form, or you can email Jen, J-E-N, at HAAshow.com, and we are always looking to partner with the best and brightest.
Sounds fantastic there. You know, some of the best seminars in the entire industry are taught at Transworld. We cannot deny that. But we would also be remiss in saying that, you know, last year was kind of an off year as far as you had it in February. There were some well-known vendors that were not able to make the trip because of scheduling or weather-related or otherwise. Now that it's back in March, I'm assuming most of those people are back. I'm assuming there's a whole slew of new people that are coming in. How much more large or how much larger is the vendor floor this year compared to last year or years past?
You know, we joke on Transworld Live that our own booth for Transworld, which we not only showcase our products, but also like East Coast Haunters Convention and Midwest Haunters and Legendary Haunt Tour, we joke that we're going to be like out in like a broom closet out in the hallway because every square inch of our halls is being filled. Huge credit to Rich, who's just working magic. And, you know, a lot of times people, you know, they're like, oh, it's a sales tactic. I can tell you for a fact this will have the most exhibitors we have ever had. This will be the largest trade show that Transworld has ever delivered.
That I look forward to seeing, because there's always that little tiny little area off to the side, and you're like, well, you know, we could put an extra booth here or put an extra booth here, but no doubt, you know, every year you guys say it's going to be the biggest, and it turns out that every year you're right, it's the biggest. So, I look forward to seeing a lot of people returning that were not able to make it. Classes, let's move on from Friday. What's going on Friday after hours? I'm assuming that there are some amazing, shall we say, parties going on or some kind of gathering events that may be sanctioned by Transworld and such.
I'm so excited to talk about them. And can I back up just a day? Because Thursday. So we talked about that Wednesday night when we first started the show, but Thursday night.
Thursday. My apologies.
That's okay. No, that's okay. We've got two free mixers. You heard me right. Free. All attendees. You just have to have a Transworld badge. That's it. There's not even a pre-registration needed. So the first one's going to be the Agritainment Networking Mixer. So anybody that's interested in any sort of farm or agritainment, there's actually going to be free food as well. So we're super excited for that. And the Christmas show, we've got a networking mixer as well. That's going to be, I'm so sorry, the Agritainment is at the Marriott. And the Christmas show mixer is going to be at the Holiday Inn Ballroom. Both are going to have food. Both are going to be free. So you can eat your way through the evening. And you don't have to pay a dime. But you definitely want to save some energy, because our legendary City Museum party will be Thursday night. Of course, the City Museum is a living, breathing work of art that you get to have full immersion and be able to suck in literally into one of its many holes and crevices.
Sometimes not voluntarily either.
That's exactly. You can climb 10 stories in the air, and as you mentioned, it's back in March, so it'll be a little bit warmer to hang out outside.
Let's hope so. But, you know, City Museum is just unbelievable. Folks, if you've never been to it, you put it on your bucket list. It is, I can't even describe it. Work of art, yes. Bizarre, absolutely.
Oh, it's sure.
Amazing. Oh, great.
And wait, because I know it's gonna come up. There are six different bars that are gonna be available throughout the entire establishment over the course of the night.
Oh, I think that's gonna get some interest as well. So, you know, a fun night on Thursday and Friday, of course, more seminars.
Yes.
More people who are coming in who may have had to work on Thursday or were traveling on Thursday coming in. So the vendor floor is going to be just chock full. I know that there are demonstrations on the floor, a lot of makeup demonstrations and things like that. Anything special going on Thursday or Friday night during the day on the trade show floor? Any kind of, you know, like special demos? I know there's like body painting and there's makeup and things like that.
All the time, yes. And those times are going to be released as we get closer. But pretty much from 11 to 5, we've got a makeup demo stage that you're going to see stuff happening right down Makeup Row. You're going to see body painting happening all day. So you'll definitely be able to get your fill of that. On Friday, before you leave the America Center, you may want to put the Haunted Attraction Association live auction on your calendar. It's right there in the America Center. So when the trade show floor closes, you can just wander upstairs. There is a cash bar, but then also a ton of products that are donated by various vendors and amazing people throughout the industry who just want to help support those that need our support. So very exciting. You can get a great deal on a lot of stuff and get into a bidding war with some of your friends.
There you go. Nothing says fun like a bidding war between friends, right?
Exactly.
And of course, there has to be some other kind of after-hours entertainment on Friday night, right?
Of course there is. So we have another mixer. This one's the Interactive Entertainment Mixer. Another night at the Holiday Inn Ballroom. This one, again, is free, and we're going to get you some food. So if you're in the Christmas world, if you're in the haunted house world, you may want to go check out. Listen to a few folks talk about starting an escape room. Grab some great food. Leave when you want. It's a wonderful experience, and get to meet some new friends. And then we do have two amazing events that night. The first is sponsored by the Interactive Entertainment Show. It's called From Dusk Till Dawn, a Zombie Showdown Challenge. It's a special show that's going to be at the America Center Ballroom, and something that's going to give you a full immersion. Details are still being finalized, but the folks that run the entertainment show, including my wonderful partner, Nicole, are doing just, it's going to be an opportunity for you to have a lot of fun. If you're in the Christmas side of things, or if you're just interested in seeing some beautiful lights, the Christmas show is presenting Viva Las Christmas, which is going to be a beautiful mashup between Christmas and the iconic glitz and glamour of Vegas. So there'll be some wonderful tables and gaming and all kinds of fun stuff is there. So Friday night will not be boring.
I believe we mentioned the Christmas event on this very show as our lead-off story. So
hey, yeah.
Now you know the rest of the story, folks. So moving into Saturday, again, more classes, more yes. trade show goodness. Probably the busiest day, maybe in your history, again, with people coming back in March and all the people are buying and all the people are selling and all the cool things going on. I'm just so exhausted at the end of the trade show floor on Saturday. I'm just going to go back to my hotel and pass out because there can't be more things going on, right?
There's definitely, I agree with you. I mean, you may want to, but you got to hold on because there is much more. We joke all the time, but wait, there's more. But there really is. Saturday night obviously comes with another couple of parties. The first one going to be hosted by our Interactive Entertainment folks. It's called All Bets Are Off in the Wild West. A Night of Intrigue. And that's a wonderful opportunity. Again, full immersion. Kind of think murder mystery and some interactivity there. Great opportunity to have some fun with friends. And that's going to be at BLT's. And for everybody that's been around, you know that BLT's has a pretty nice spread of food. So you're not going to want to miss that. Our final party, though, that caps off the end of a beautiful week is the Trans World's Halloween party, Dia de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead, party on Saturday night. You can come in costume if you want. It's going to be the party with a live DJ and wonderful food, cash bar, and just a whole lot of time with all your friends from the floor.
Before those parties start and after the floor ends, isn't there some sort of like award show that's going on?
We definitely do. So one of the highlights of my time at Transworld, and I know many others because that room is packed to the walls, and I'm so glad that you mentioned it, right there at the America Center, similar to that auction that we talked about on Friday, you get to just wander upstairs for the Haunted Attraction Association of Scares. This is our annual award banquet where the best and the brightest from our industry get recognized for all of their contributions and their talents. And it's going to be a star-studded event, as it always is. It's a fun time if you want to specifically meet somebody. There's a really good chance that they're going to be there.
Yeah, and last year, the old crone, Jana, from our show, won an Oscar award for her haunt,
yes!
which we were super stoked to find out.
That was so nice.
It was. And on a little somber note, we just submitted our list of those who will not be with us this year, who have passed
yes.
on. So there will be a little in memorandum, and I know we have sent in the names of people that we know. I'm sure it's not a complete list, but,
sure.
you know, always something to remember for
always.
For future people, lest we forget. What else is going on? I know we have Sunday. I don't know how many classes or anything going on Sunday. And, you know, the floor is shortened a little bit as far as staying out there. And everyone's probably just a little anxious to go home and start processing orders and building stuff and everything. But there's got to be something going on Sunday.
The show floor is definitely still rocking. To your point, we don't put any seminars on Sunday for that purpose. Everyone's out partying. They're out late. So the show floor will be open on Sunday from 10 till 2. So that's your last opportunity to grab anything that you had your eye on. Make sure that you purchase it, get those pre-show discounts, or potentially a couple of vendors may not want to carry their products home. So that's a great opportunity for you to get it at a discount and save them that cartage back home. So really, that's the highlight of Sunday. We don't have any seminars. We don't have any events. And then, unfortunately, the city comes to a grinding halt at 2 p.m. So you definitely want to make sure you make those purchases before that happens.
Well, Chris, it just sounds, again, like it's going to be a fantastic show. I know Jen and Rich and Stephanie, yourself, so many people involved with Transworld just spend, you know, literally all year working on this. And, you know, well-deserved, amazing show, best in the industry, biggest in the industry. It is just crazy how much stuff actually goes in just 4 short days. And I know there will be a lot of people who have been going there for 20 plus years. I know there will be a lot of people, this will be their very first year. But even though we have a bunch of new people and a bunch of veterans, there's still more information that you'll be putting out. And I'm sure that people will need to check in on the websites and the social medias so they can get that information, get registered. Register for the after-hours parties, register for the seminars, figure out the hotel situations. I'm assuming most hotels are probably, if not sold out, getting that way, so you better start looking for your places to stay. Where is one central location where they can get that information, plus the social medias where people can keep up with the things, including a particular podcast that goes on Tuesday nights?
Well, thank you for the plug there. Our official website for all things related to Transworld is hn.com. And I appreciate you saying it how you did, because a lot of people would say, oh, it's a shame. It's a shameless plug for getting additional website hits. But truly, while we do plan year-round, there are always things that are being added, including seminars and events and different functions and obviously certain special opportunities that are going to happen right on the show floor. So you definitely want to bookmark that and keep that daily event schedule. I do it as an employee. I still look at it myself every day. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, we added that. You know, like, because sometimes that doesn't come out. So that's how we do it. Definitely on the hotels. Most of the hotels that are directly adjacent to the convention center are booked. But that doesn't mean that things won't open up as we get closer, because some people cancel, some people transfer, stuff like that. I know a gentleman that I just talked to on Saturday. He said he was refreshing, checking it every day, and he was able to get in. I do know that hotels that are slightly away from the hotel, still very much within walking distance, but probably 5 to 10 minutes away, do have some availability. So it is there. But to Drew's point, don't delay, because if you want to come, this is your opportunity to make sure you get your spot.
And I know that we're mentioning as much Transworld information on our shows as we can, but for all the latest up-to-the-minute information, tune in on Tuesday nights to a particular show that you might be able to find on the interwebs. What would that show be, and who would be your co-stars, and maybe a sneak tease about some of the guests you might be having in the upcoming weeks leading down to the show?
Wow. Okay. No, thank you for that. We are very honored. I'm honored to be one half of the hosting team for Transworld Live, which is our our own live broadcast every Tuesday night. It runs from 7 to 8 o'clock most weeks, 7 to 8 o'clock Central Time, that is, or 8 to 9 Eastern Time. And we cover a host of all of the latest and breaking news. And when I say it is breaking news, truly, we may get off the phone with Jen or Rich or Steph, maybe just minutes before we go live. We may even be getting text messages while we're live with everybody, because we want to deliver that information to you as quickly as possible. So as far as guests, you can definitely be looking for key exhibitors and seminar educators, folks that are going to be a part of it. I would venture to guess you'll probably see Ed and Marsha from Distortions, if I was a betting person. Or maybe Alan Hopps from Stilt Beast and Dark Hour Haunted House. Some of the legends and icons of our industry will be joining us over the next few weeks as we do our official road to Transworld. And that, again, you can find that on any of the social medias, Transworld Live.
And again, haashow.com for all information on Transworld. Just look up Transworld St. Louis on the Googles, and you're going to get a host of sites filled with information. Once again, March 7th, technically the 6th, through the 10th at the America Center in St. Louis, the gateway to the West. Pretty much the one show, if you can only attend one show per year, this is the one to be at. That's according to everybody. But Chris Sarovsky, always a pleasure to have you on, my friend. I look forward to spending some time with you at the show, just chewing the fat and seeing what's going on. Check out Transworld Live for all up-to-the-minute stuff. Plus, you get to see the lovely Chris and Nicole and all the cool guests and everything that go on there. And thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for all your support. I can't wait to see you and everybody that's listening. We cannot wait to see you in St. Louis.
Once again, folks, haashow.com. Get registered today, and we'll see you in St. Louis. My name is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.